The internet is set to undergo one of the biggest changes in its four-decade history, with the expected approval this coming week of international domain names or addresses that can be written in non-Latin script. The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, the non-profit group that oversees domain names, voted for the change. The move potentially will open up the web to more people around the world, as addresses could be in characters as diverse as Arabic, Korean and Greek. Rod Beckstrom, ICANN's president and CEO, said the change will create new and exciting possibilities.
It's a huge change for much of the world that doesn't speak English or a European or Latin-based character set language. At birth, most people, you know, are using Chinese or Korean or Hindi or Arabic. So big change. This originated actually up in Zurich in 1996. A gentleman by the name of Martin Durst proposed that international domain names be internationalized, and proposed the effort in a paper. And the work has been going on for 13 years now. On the technical side, roughly 11 years of solid work, and 9 years on the policy side to make this possible. It's such a, you know, far-reaching thing. It touches a lot of different pieces of the internet. And a lot of tough technical choices and policy choices had to be made and worked out and tested before this system could turn into production. So it's been tested for 18 months live on our system, and then we'll be accepting applications here and going live mid-next year.